Hey everyone, this is Kurt Sutchman for WRPR News, counting down some of the best music releases of the year. The death, politics, protests, and other things that have plagued 2016 have left many of us willing and ready for the year to end. We've lost cultural icons from David Bowie to Prince, and also innocent civilians at the hands of mindless violence. Combined with the rise of nationalism and xenophobia in the right wing and the uncompromising morals of the left, it is understandable as to why so many are ready to leave the year behind. But we can all agree that music has been a consistent good this year, the one thing that could alleviate the mess we had to endure. If not, then I'll be the biggest fan. I don't want the drug to be on me. Though it is hard to decipher what are exactly the best releases of the year, there have undoubtedly been new waves of genres and music unforeseen in previous years. The rise of the singer-songwriter has seemingly been dying out since the likes of Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell, but artists such as the Richmond, Virginia-based Lucy Dacus have been bringing this old-school style of songwriting into the modern age by fleshing out lonely folk tunes with fully-fledged rock bands. Lucy Dacus' debut album, No Burden, was released for a physical reissue this past September. No Burden is a whining, drawn-out record of Dacus' most intimate and personal thoughts, backed by driving drums and bass along with sprawling guitars. Tracks like I Don't Want to Be Funny Anymore and Troublemaker Doppelganger showcase her whip-smart lyrics and mastery of her guitar. Margaret Glaspie's respective debut album, Emotions and Math, retains a similar folky aesthetic, but imbues it with bluesy guitars and a gravelly voice that still manages to soothe as it does unnerve. Counting all the days to your back, shivering in an ice cold bath of emotions and math. Though some may argue that rock and roll is dead, 2016 proves that rock will never die, but it only takes on different shapes. No band has encapsulated the current spirit of rock and roll better than Philadelphia's Sheer Mag. On their third independently released EP, the five-piece band delivers searing, ferocious punk rock, recalling the classic rock styles of bands like Thin Lizzy, but with fiery grit 10 times over. There's no pretense to Sheer Mag's music, just straight rebellion and rock and roll as exemplified on songs such as Can't Stop Fighting. I met up with members of the heavy metal group Rochambeau in order to discuss the current state of rock and roll in the music industry. Alright, so I'm here with JJ, Blackie, and Lance of the band Rochambeau. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good, Kurt. How about yourself?
Doing good, thanks.
Thanks for having us, man. Thank you.
Oh, thank you guys. Yeah. So, would you guys consider yourself up to date at all with the current state of music, of new releases and everything?
I'd say somewhat, yes, within the last... Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty up to date. Right. In rock, not like hip-hop or anything else, but...
What would you say to people who believe in the notion that rock and roll is dead? Do you agree with it, or...?
Like, I feel like rap, it's taking on that lifestyle, because all these videos of these dudes and, like, with loose women and bottles of alcohol and cars that they can't afford and don't actually own, but, you know, they want to portray that image. So it's, like, it's still alive, and it's... I still think it's prevalent in rock, but it's moved on to other things, too. Like, even country, but, like... You come here, you still have rock and roll. It's just it's evolved because it's not about big guitars anymore. It's about the whole, like, package.
Even outside of the indie sphere, pop music has begun to take more experimental risks, reintroducing artistic integrity to a genre so often cast aside as vapid and commercialized. Following in the footsteps of her last self-titled album, Beyoncé continued to surprise audiences with the surprise release of her visual album, Lemonade. Beyoncé's impressive vocal runs and world-class team of collaborators helped to construct her most personal and incendiary album to date, singing about her unapologetic pro-black attitude in the midst of the Black Lives Matter movement. Her younger sister Solange followed in her footsteps with the release of her equally political and unapologetic A Seat at the Table. The Knowles sisters helped instill a sense of pride and empowerment among the black community. In a time of great political and social unrest, musicians are trying to incorporate political and social commentary into their music to bring these ideas to a wider audience. I sat down with the Black Student Union of Ramapo College of New Jersey to discuss the highly politicized music of the past year. All right, so if you guys can just introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Tay.
And I'm Kenya.
Have you guys noticed a particular trend in politicizing music, or is that something that...
Definitely noticed the uptrend, and it's harder to notice it, though, because we have so many other ratchet, make-no-sense... popular music out right now, you know,
that's
so that's on a radio, right? And so, you know, it makes it harder to notice the politicized music, but if you are familiar with those specific artists, then you do notice it more.
And do you think that does have a positive influence on, like, the Black Lives Matter movement and everything?
I definitely do. Like, I've never seen people so aware, especially African Americans, so aware and more willing to accept, like, what's going on now.
So would you say that these artists, do you believe that they have a responsibility to make political and socially conscious music given their big platform that they have?
Feel bad because...
It, right. Yeah, it's hard.
It shouldn't be something that they should have to do.
But you want to expect it, especially when you respect the artist and you know they have the platform. You want to say, I hope that they use their platform, you know, to advance these issues that are going on or to speak on it.
Would you like to hope that this would influence more artists outside of just artists of color to speak of these issues and to make
definitely,
music?
Definitely. I feel like I don't want to, you know, make this about race, but because we live in a white dominant society, I feel like if those like... I don't say white people, but if those people start to like talk about it and address the issue, then I feel like more people will pay attention and take it into consideration.
Even taking this grand divide into consideration, people the world over are comforted by the fact that no matter what happens, we will always be promised a steady stream of consistently good music to alleviate whatever misgivings come our way. Let's hope that 2017's music selections will be just as plentiful. Wishing you a happy new year. This is Kurt Suchman signing off for WRPR News. It's the feelings I wear. Don't touch my soul.